ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 3 பாதா 4. புருஷார்த்தாதிகரணம். புருஷார்த்தோ ததஹா சப்தாதிதி பாதராயணஹா சேஷத்வாத் புருஷார்த்தவாதா யதா அன்யேஷு இதி ஜைமினிஹி. செகண்ட் சூத்ரா, ஃபோர்த் பாதா, தேர்ட் சாப்டர், 427th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. We have been seeing the second sutra of fourth pada of third chapter in the last class. And in this context, we said that in Purva Mimamsa, it's a big debate as to how to handle the Veda Vakyas. Logically, Angam or path should not have any phala by itself, logically. But Vedically, Anga is given a phala. And this is discussed in Purva Mimamsa Adhikaranam, which I mentioned in the last class. We have to utilize this Adhikaranam from Purva Mimamsa in Brahma Sutra Adhikaranam that we are discussing now. Therefore, I will briefly mention what occurs in Purva Mimamsa, and it is called Parnamayi Adhikaranam. And this Adhikaranam of Purva Mimamsa analyzes a Veda Vakyam which says Yasya Parnamayi Juhur Bhavati Na Saha Papam Shlokam Shrunoti. That is the sentence. Yasya Parnamayi Juhur Bhavati Na Saha Papam Shlokam Shrunoti. Saha Papam Shlokam Na Shrunoti. It should be rearranged. So the meaning of this Vakyam is a Vedic ritualist, whenever he performs a ritual, he has to use a particular ladle or wooden spoon to offer the oblations into the fire. And this spoon is referred to in this mantra as Juhu. So the Veda says, Parnamayi Juhu Bhavati, the spoon should be made of Palasa tree. In this context, because the palasa vriksha is used for making several things, and this spoon also, wooden spoon, should be made of that tree. So Parnamayi means made out of palasa tree. That is samskrita dravyam bhavati. Samskrita means not the language. Here prakritam is natural, samskritam is refined. So refined dravyam bhavati, it becomes a refined samskrita karmanga dravyam. It becomes, that material becomes refined by this process. So the wooden ladle and its samskara, making out of appropriate tree and anga, they are all part of accessories of this particular ritual. So they can become angam only. It has to be logically nishpalam, because it is only a part. It should be nishpalam, where it cannot give any result, as it cannot produce any result because it is a part. However, here Veda gives a palam for it, and the palam is Papa Shloka Ashravanam. A Papa Shloka Ashravanam is the phala. Papa Shlokam means negative news. Nashrunoti, that Yajamana who performs this yajna, who uses the Parnamayi ladle, will not hear Dukkha news. Any Dukkha news he will not hear, any bad news. He will only hear Mangala Shravana. So in the Parnamayi Adhikaranam, they have analyzed what to do with the phala vakya. The phala mentioned there should not be taken literally. Really speaking, it is nishpalam only. Then why is phala mentioned there? It is only to encourage and impress upon the yajamana not to use any other juhu, not to use any other material, but to use only this particular material. We should not take it as a phala vakyam, as it is only an attavada vakyam. The result will come only when the ladle is used in the ritual, and ladle will then contribute in the final ritual mentioned in the Veda. Therefore, they have to come with a general rule. Anga phala bodhaka vakyam is arthavadaha, is only a statement. It's only an exaggeration which promises phalam for karma angam. So Angi Palabodhaka Vakyam is only Palavakyam, only the karma will give the palam, not any instruments, any part. Since this law is established in Parnamayi Adhikaranam, it is called Parnamayi Nyayaha also. There is a name also for this Nyaya logic. It is Parnamayi Nyayaha. So it is a law. It is Anga Palabodhaka Vakyam Arthavadaha, which we saw, that is quoted here. And this we have to apply in Atma Jnanam in this discussion. So Purva Mimamsa says, Atma Jnana Palabodhaka Vakyam is also an Arthavada only, like Parnamayi Vakyavada. It is also like it's only a part. So it is also similar to that. So Atma Jnanam is also an Angam only. Who says all this? Purva Mimamsa, don't confuse. It is not Siddhanti saying, Purva Mimamsa says, Atma Jnanam also is an Angam, and Atma Jnana Bodhaka Vakyam, Karma Angatvat, it is also part of the ritual. He argues, without Atma Jnanam, a person can never become an Yajamana of a Vedic ritual. So a person who does a ritual should have enough knowledge. He should have Atma Jnanam. We are going to see all these differences of what Atma Jnanam means at all later. In fact, Atma Jnanam alone makes him eligible for a karma. See, look at that, be very confusing. We all say, by doing karma yoga, you get chitta shuddhi and all, and then you go on sravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam to gain Atma Jnanam. That is our route. Whereas what he says is, you have to have Atma Jnanam alone. That alone makes you eligible to do karma. Yajamana is one of the karma angas only. He is also one of the accessories to do karma. Without kartru karaka, how karakam can come? So just as, for example, if you take a bilva tree, bilva leaves, they require prokshana samskara. Before you use the bilva leaves to do archana to Lord Shiva, you are supposed to do prokshana to, it's a prokshana samskara to purify the bilva leaves. A ritual is, it needs a samskara. And Atma Jnanam alone makes him a samskrita purusha to perform a ritual. Because for him, from whatever this thing he is trying to do, if he has to be a refined person, purified person, for him to perform a ritual, he should have Atma Jnanam alone. That makes him a samskrita purushaha, a refined person, a purified person to perform a ritual. And most of the Vedic rituals, they talk about attainment of higher loka prapti. Many of the Shraudha Yajnas, they all promise so many higher lokas, even in Kathopanishad. See, Nachiketa's father, he did this particular yajna to gain higher lokas. Also, he talks about Purva Janma Papa Nasha also. Whatever papas were there from the Purva Janma, they are also getting destroyed. So it means, if I look upon myself as the body, I know at the time of death, I will be finished on death, because it will end. Body will go away. Therefore, I can never talk about going to another loka at all, because body is gone. If I think of myself as a body. So a materialist will never accept Swarga Loka, Naraka Loka, all that. He will not perform any Shraddha Karmas also. He will say, father is dead and gone. Where is the question of going to some other loka and all that? Why do all the Shraddhas and all? He will not believe in Paraloka. He cannot perform any Vaidika Karmas, either for his ancestors or for his own Gati. So this is the philosophy only. If this is possible, only if I believe that I am different from the body. Otherwise, he will go that route only, will not perform any of those Karmas. This happens only when I accept. That is, I am Deha Vyatirikta Atma, different from the body. And people ask, which is the proof for the existence of Swarga and Naraka? And therefore, the performance of Shraddha is reducing also. A lot of people ask this question. Where is the proof for the existence of Swarga Loka, Naraka Loka and all that? So Shraddha for the performance of all these rituals also are going away. They do not accept this Atma, traveling body and all that. Purva Mimamsaka argues, only if you accept Atma, you will accept Punya Papa and Swarga and Naraka. Only when you accept Atma. That means Atma Jnanam, that only makes a person eligible for religious activity. You know his argument. He is coming the other way. Atmajnanam alone makes you eligible for religious activity, any karma. Then Atmajnanam becomes karma anga samskara. That is his logic. Faith in Veda Pramana and faith in the knowledge that I am different from the body makes a person eligible for Vaidika Karmani. And another point, like the Parnamayi Vakyam, since it is a Karmanga Phala, all the Vakyas are Arthavada Vakyas only. After listening, don't do any ritual and all. This is only an appetizer for Yajna Anushtanam. Atmajnanam is required for Vaidika Karma. Therefore, Atmajnanam is karma angam and is nishpalam by itself. Atmajnanam does not give you any benefit by itself. Purvamimamsa says. Then the fourth point he gives is, Atmajnana palavakyam is arthavada only. If you are talking about any benefit for gaining Atmajnanam, it is only arthavada. It is only glorification. All pramana vakyas quoted by Siddhanta are said to be only arthavakyam by Purvamimamsakas. So they do not support Siddhanta as per Jaimini. We are talking about Jaimini, if you remember. Context is that. So the attainment of Swarga, that alone is moksha as far as Purvamimamsa is concerned. So going to heaven is seen as moksha or eternity as per Purvamimamsaka. This is the general analysis of the second sutra. Now let us do the word analysis. Seshatvatim Purushartavadaha yatha anyeshu iti jaiminihi. Seshatvat. Since the self is connected with karma, Purushartavada, such statements of direct benefit are only figurative, they are only arthavada, seshatvat. Yatha anyeshu, as in other cases, iti jaimini. This is the view of Jaimini. And there is some incidental point also which we need to understand. Vyasacharya, I mentioned this earlier, but I will again reiterate that. Vyasacharya is supposed to be the guru of Jaimini and Jaimini is his Sishya. If Sishya becomes Purvapakshi of guru, then is it a credit to the guru or is it a discredit? After elaborate teaching, if Jaimini says, Jnanam is nishpalam, it is a fundamental mistake by Sishya of Vyasacharya. This is the worry of some of the other sub-commentators. Shankaracharya doesn't bother about it, but sub-commentators, some of them raise this issue. And Jaimini is not a real Purvapakshi at all. He knows Vedanta very well, and he knows Atmajnanam will give moksha very well. But still, to show that this discussion must be in the form of a Guru-Sishya dialogue, Vyasacharya and Jaimini names are given in this particular sutra. That is what is said by some of these commentators. Jaimini is seen to be acting as a Purvapakshi. Now let us look at this, an incidental point. We don't have to put too much emphasis on that. Now let us go to the significance of the words. Seshatvat. Seshatvat, here it means Angatvat. It is a Vaidika Karma Angam. It is an organ, it is a part of the Vaidika Karma. Atmajnanam is Vaidika Karma Anga. Atmajnanam is only a Vaidika Karma Anga part. Therefore, Atmajnanam is Nishpalam. It doesn't have any benefit by itself. And Purushartha. Purushartha means Mokshapalam. And Purushartha Vada means Vedic statement here. Therefore, Purushartha Vada means Vedic statement that mentions Mokshapalam for Jnanam. That is Arthavadaha. It means not to be taken seriously. It is only Arthavada. Since self-knowledge is a part of a ritual, wherever result is mentioned for self-knowledge, then that should be taken only as figurative and not as factual. So yatha anyeshu, that means as in other instances, like other instances, what he has in mind, like the Parnamayi Vakyam that we just read, Parnamayi Juhor Bhavati, Parnamayi Vakyam. So that's what we have to take. That Vakyam is kept in mind. So that Vakyam is Pala Bodhaka Vakyam. So that Veda Vakyam is Arthavada. Actually, Shankaracharya gives three different instances in his Bhashyam, but did not give all the three examples though. One more interesting example also is यस्य पर्णमयी जुहुर् भवति न सहा पापं श्लोकं श्रुणोति दैट इज व्हाट वी जस्ट रेड देन यदांते चक्षुरेव वर्म यजमानस्य वृंते दैट इज अनदर वन एंड यत् प्रयाज अनुजाय इज्यन्ते वर्मवा एतत् यज्ञस्य क्रियते भ्रातृव्याभिभूत्यै दैट इज अनदर सो अकॉर्डिंग टू वेदा Vedic, I am not going to discuss any of those. I am just only telling that these things exist in Shankara's Bhashya. So according to Veda, a Vedic ritualist has to apply the collyrium. What is called it? In Tamil, we call it kanmai, some the eyeliner or something, you know, I don't know whatever is called in other languages. They normally apply this to the eyes. And that is at the time of a ritual, they are supposed to put all these things in the eyes. And that is presented as karmaanga. It is part of the karma. And incidentally also, this at the time of wedding, people might have noticed, in South Indian marriages, there is a particular event called the Kashi Yatra. The boy is waylaid by the girl's family. He is going to go to Kashi and all that thing. And when the boy goes, the kanmai, the eyeliner, is applied for drishti because people normally feel, you know, all the people may cast their eyes on you and all that thing. So they put all this kanmai and all that thing to absolve of all the ill effects of all those things. So for this, there is Veda Vakyam also. That is, entry into Grahastha Ashrama is entry into Vedic ritual. So entry, that is why in this kanmai, putting this collyrium and all that thing also, there is Veda Vakyam for all this. That symbolizes Grahastha Ashrama now. That is, Grahastha Ashrama means the person becomes eligible to do all these Vedic rituals. Here, this example is quoted. This application of Anjana, that is this Kanmai, is Karma Angam. It is part of the ritual and does not have any result by itself. Yet Veda gives a result. And it is Yajamana Samskara. It is. It is a purificatory step for the Yajamana, the boy, the bridegroom. This also should be taken only as an Arthavada Vakyam only, not as a figurative Vakyam only, without having any palam directly by itself. Therefore, Yatha Anyeshu. Iti Jaimini. So this is the view of Jaimini Maharishi. He is functioning as Purvapakshi here to Vyasacharya, yet he is an Advaitin only, and he takes the role of Purvapakshi, but he is not really a Purvapakshi that we should understand. If you understand that much, it's adequate. Now let us go to the third sutra. Achara Darshanat. Achara Darshanat. Third sutra, fourth pada, third chapter, 428th running Brahma Sutra. First let us see the general analysis of this sutra. Here, Purva Pakshi argument is that Veda talks about the lifestyle of many jnanis like Janaka. Janaka is supposed to be a Brahma Jnani. And Veda talks about the lifestyle of several of such jnanis. I told Ashwapati also once, Kaikeyi's father is a jnani. These are all great scholars, even though they are Kshatriya kings, they are jnanis, Atma jnanis, Brahma jnanis. And Janaka was a great jnani as seen from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. We saw all these various sections, Yajnavalkya and all those discussions in Brihadaranyaka in detail. And in the Veda, it is said, Janaka performs many yagas, yajnas getas. And in Brihadaranyaka, third chapter, first section, first mantra, the very beginning is, he has performed very, very big yagas, involving big dakshinas also. Yaga means not just only yaga. It involves a lot of dakshinas also. That means Janaka was a great ritualist and a great jnani also. He is a great jnani, Atma jnani, great Advaitin, and at the same time, he is a great ritualist also. Janako havai deho. Janako Khan Vaideho Bahu Dakshinena Yagyaneje Bahu Dakshinena. He gave lot of Dakshinas. Tatraham Kuru Panchalanam Brahmana Abhisameta Babuhu. Tasyaha Janakasya Vaidehasya Vijignyasa Babuvam Kaha Svidesham Brahmananam Anuchanatamiti Tamaiti. Saha Gavagum Sahasargum Avarurodham Dasha Dasha Pada Ekekasyaha Shringayoho Avadha Babuhu. Every horn of the cows that he was giving, thousands of them he was giving as danam, gift. He covered those things with all the silver kind of kavacham. He put all those ornaments on the horns of those cows and gave as danam to all those brahmanas. So from this it is clear that Janaka used jnanam as karma angam and he had regular rituals. So he used his jnanam knowledge as only a karma angam, as a part of the karma for doing very regular rituals, lot of yagas. He wanted to boost his karma with the teachings. That's what he wanted to do. That is how it is interpreted here by the Purvamimamsa. So lifestyle of a jnani supports our view, is the view of Jaimini. Now let us go to the word analysis. Achara darshanat, that is the sutra. Achara darshanat means to the scriptural reference. Darshanam refers to the scriptural reference to the performance of karma by jnanis. If you want to refer to that, it means, it says jnanam is karmangam, is only part. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Achara and darshanat are two words. Acharaha means jnaninam karma, karma anushtana. Actually, whatever anushtana they are following, that is the achara. Performance of Vedic rituals of great jnanis like Janaka. Darshanat, we come to know or we understand from all of them. We do know of Janaka performing lot of rituals from Brihadaranyaka, we are seeing. And we learn through Veda Pramanam also. Therefore, kevala jnanam does not give moksha. He is a jnani, but he does lot of karma. So along, learn Vedanta, continue Vedic rituals systematically and elaborately. That's what Janaka did. That is the argument. So without that, knowledge will not give liberation. This is the argument of the Purvamimamsaka. Now let us go to the next sutra. Tashrutehe. These are all simple slokas, simple sutras. Fourth sutra, fourth pada, third chapter, 429th running Brahma Sutra. The Shruti also says, Tashrutehe. Shruti also says that Vidya is an anga of karma. Vidya means knowledge. Atmajnanam here is an anga of karma. First, let us see the general analysis of the sutra. Purupakshi says that Veda very clearly indicates that Vidya or Atmajnanam here is an anga, is only a part. And he gives Chandogya Upanishad, first chapter, first section, 10th mantra as his quotation. Yadeva vidyaya karoti shraddaya upanishada tadeva viryavattaram bhavati. We have quoted this mantra earlier also. It says, whatever ritual you do, do it with jnanam. Yadeva vidyaya karoti. Do it with jnanam. From this it is clear, with jnanam, when karma is performed, karma will give more benefits. The very same karma supported by jnanam is more efficacious. Purvamimamsa further argues, the mere karma will give finite result, and karma with vidya, with jnanam, will give nitya phalam or even moksha. So this is the argument of the Purvapakshi here. Therefore, Purvapakshi is a Purvamimamsaka. Therefore, jnanam karmanaha angaha. According to them, jnanam is only part of karma. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us see the word analysis. Tashrutehe. Since this is mentioned in the Shruti itself, which is what is mentioned, jnanam is karmanga. Therefore, jnanam is nishpalam because it's only a part of a karma. It is by itself nishpalam and it is arthavada vakyam, and therefore pratignya given in the first sutra is wrong. That is their contention. Pratignya given in the first sutra of this particular thing is wrong. Now, I will give you the significance of the words now. Tashrutehe. Tashrutehe means shrutehe means shruti pramana, Veda pramana. That means this idea. This idea that jnanam only enhances the result of karma and it does not do anything by itself, and such an idea is given in the Shruti statement that he quotes from Chandogya Upanishad, first chapter, first section, 10th mantra that he just read. This is his contention. Let us go to the next sutra. Samanvarambhanat. Samanvarambhanat. Fifth sutra, fourth pada, third chapter, 430th running Brahma Sutra. Here Purvapakshi continues and he gives further support also. In the previous sutra, he gave the support from Chandogya. And first, let us do the general analysis of this small sutra also. Purvapakshi refers to here a mantra from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, from the fourth chapter, fourth section, second mantra. And this mantra talks about the Jivatma leaving the body at the time of death. Jivatma leaving the body at the time of death is what is talked about. Sa vijnano bhavati, sa vijnanameva anvavakramati, tam vidya karmani samanvarabhete purva prajnacha. The departing soul is followed by the knowledge and the work. Tam vidya karmani. Vidya is knowledge and karmani is all the work. That is the palam of the karma pala. That is what is said here in the above Shruti Vakyam, in the Brihadaranyaka Vakyam that we just read. Prana, etc. also go through the whole body. We already know the Sukshma Shariram goes, all that thing goes. That Jivatma is accompanied by three things, a bundle. Vidya is jnanam, karmani, karmas, and the Purva Prajna, the vasanas. All of them, they all go. And incidentally, we have to understand one small difference also. I make such statements one here because it may otherwise have confusion. So the difference between karma palam and vasanas, we should understand. Even though both are generated by karma, vasanas are also generated by karma, and karma palam also is generated by karma. For example, when a person regularly he takes coffee, let us say, and because of the regularly taking habit, I get habituated to coffee. This habit is called vasana. Our tendency to repeat is vasana. Similarly, people have other habits like smoking habit, drinking habit, all those. Whereas damage done by taking something, either coffee or liquor or any of those things, done to the system, that is called karma phala, which will be there and continue even if I break the vasana, that damage is still done. Sometimes you may stop the karma phalam and vasana may continue. Sometimes you may stop vasana, but karma phalam may continue. Therefore, Purupakshi says, jnanam is never independent and it goes along with karma. That is his argument. Jnanam is never independent. It goes along with karma. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us see the word analysis. Samanvarambhanat. Since karma and jnanam go together along with jiva, that is, jnanam is karma. We should don't confuse with our atma jnanam, our siddhanti topic. We are talking about Purvamimamsa. The significance of, see, now here is the jiva. Along with the jiva, karma and jnanam go together. Jnanam is karmangam here. Now, if you look at this, the words, samanvarambhanam means sahagamanam. It means sahagamanam means traveling together. So Vyasacharya, he wants to remind of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Vakyam 4.4.4 that we read, where the verb used is samanvarabhete. Tam vidya karmani samanvarabhete purva prajnacha. That is the mantra in Brihadaranyaka. Samanvarabhete. Both go together with jivatma. There is no swatantra jnanam and it always goes together. That is why this samanvarabhete is important here. No swatantra jnanam at all. It goes along with the other things, they go together. So this is another contention that Purvamimamsaka makes. Let us go to the next sutra. Tadvato vidhanat. Tadvato vidhanat. Sixth sutra, fourth pada, third chapter, 431st running Brahma Sutra. This is another small and a simple sutra also. Here, Purva Pakshi further reinforces his conclusion. He refers to another Veda mantra here, taken from Chandogya Upanishad, 8th chapter, 15th section, 1st mantra. And in this mantra, the content is what a Vaidika should do in life. That is the content of this mantra. Acharya kulad Vedam aditya. Acharya kulad Vedam aditya. Yatha vidhanam guroho karmati sheshena abhisamavritya. Abhisamavritya. Kudumbe shuchav deshe swadhyayam adhiyanaha. It says that the person should be properly educated from a proper acharya. Acharya kulad Vedam aditya. Both in terms of laukika knowledge vidya and spiritual knowledge. Both. only then he will have all the four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Promoting secular knowledge, he will have only one knowledge, that is yearn and entertain. That's what he will do. Even for 5 days, yearn for 5 days and entertain for 1 day. I mean, that kind of thing. People have all those, right? So even if you teach them yoga, they will use yoga to enhance the entertainment value only. Therefore, Veda says not to commit that mistake, and it teaches to have both Laukika Vidya and Vedanta Vidya, and have Dharma and Moksha, and design the life to have Artha Kama Pradhana in the initial stages, and then slowly it should turn to Dharma and Moksha Pradhana. That is the style. Therefore, Purvapakshi says one should have Veda Jnanam in the beginning, and Veda Jnanam is Atma Jnanam in Brahmacharya Ashrama itself, and then one should get married. So once a person should gain that knowledge, and then only he should get married, and then go into all these rituals and all these Vaidya Karmas. Then one should, according to Chandogya Upanishad, after Atma Jnanam, he should enter Grahastha Ashrama. With Atma Jnanam, he should perform all actions, all Vaidika Karmani in the Grahastha Ashrama. Read Vedam, do all karma in essence, that is the essence of all these mantras. Read Vedam and then get knowledge and then do all the karmas. And Purvapakshi says, gain Atma Jnanam and perform the rituals, and from this it becomes clear that Atma Jnanam is necessary for performance of Vedic rituals. Atma Jnanam is necessary for performance of Vedic rituals. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us go to the word analysis. Tadvato vidhanat. Vidhanat means since karma is prescribed, vidhana has been prescribed. Tadvataha, for a person, this Vedic knowledge, Atma Jnanam is karmangam here. That's what is implied. Atma Jnanam is karmangam, this Vedic knowledge. And this is the running meaning. And vidhanam refers to, since Veda has prescribed that one should do karma, and karma performance is compulsory, tadvataha, that means Veda Jnanavan, a person who is Veda Jnanavan, who has learned. So Purvapakshi assumes Veda Jnanam is Atma Jnanam here. Therefore, Atma Jnanam is a qualification for karma, is his contention. And without qualification, one should do karma. That is, one should not do karma without that qualification, or with this qualification only, one should do karma. What is the qualification? One should have jnanam, atma jnanam. Now let us go to the next sutra. Niyamacha. We should not lose track. All our Purvamimamsis arguments. Niyamacha. Seventh sutra, fourth pada, third chapter, 432nd running Brahma Sutra. The argument began in Sutra 2, that is concluded here. From Sutra 2 to 7, I mentioned they are all Purvapaksha Sutras. First, let us see the general analysis sutra. Here, Purvapaksha points out that Shruti says that every sadhaka should perform Vaidika karma throughout the life. Every sadhaka has to perform Vaidika karma throughout the life. Karma cannot be renounced any time. Karma tyaga should not be done. Until death, karma has to be done. And this is given also in Isavasya Upanishad from second mantra, Kurvanne veha karmani jiji vishechadakam samaha evam tvayi nanyate tosti na karma lipyate nare. We have seen all these mantras in detail during our Isavasya discussion. So Agnihotra is a sacrifice lasting to live 100 years. One should perform karma to live long. Go on doing Agnihotra every day. Let us live 100 years doing karma. So from this it is clear, Kevala Jnanam does not exist at all. And karma is there throughout the life. It is Jnana Sahita Karma. Karma along with Jnana. So no time when karma is absent. Always karma is done. Logic also supports this view. Therefore, Vedic injunction says karma should be eternally done, and hence Atma Jnanam is karma angam alone. It is only part of karma. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Niyamacha, these are all one word sutras. Niyamacha. Because of Vedic injunction also, Niyama, this is confirmed. We have to supply. Now we'll see the significance of the words. Niyamacha. Niyama means vidhi. And vidhi means commandment. The conclusion is that that is confirmed. That is confirmed command. It means Purvapaksha says that my argument is confirmed. A person should be doing ritual until death and he should do it with knowledge. Atmajnanam. Atmajnanam is karma angam. It is part of karma. Cha means also. That the present argument is also added to the arguments given earlier also in the previous sutras from 2 to 6. I am adding this also, 7th also. So this cha comes, it is also added to the same argument. That is his contention. Now let us go to the next sutra, Sutra 8. Adhika upadeshatu badarayanasya evam taddarshanat. Atikopadeshatu badarayanasya evam taddarshanat. 8th sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter, 433rd running Brahma Sutra. First, let us see the general analysis of this sutra. Here, Vyasacharya, he starts to answer Purvapakshi. He gives answers point to Purvapakshi. The second sutra is refuted here. We said from 2nd to 7th sutra are all Purvapakshi sutras. So here, Vyasacharya refutes the second sutra. And the argument given by Purvapakshi is what? Anything used for refinement of accessories of karma or Vedic ritual will not produce any result by itself. We already said in the beginning, we took the palasa, that ladle and all that. So anything used for refinement of accessories of karma or Vedic ritual will not produce any result by itself. So the result will be produced after the completion of the ritual only using all the accessories. It is Swayam Nishpala. The Anga itself will not give palam by itself. And Purvapakshi argues that Atmajnanam is a samskara karma which will refine a Vedic ritual only. Yajamana develops knowledge that I am not the body, I am the Atma, different from the body. And then he does the ritual with full faith that I am different from the body. Look at this. He is doing the ritual with the full understanding, I am different from the body. And then alone, one is attracted to the karma and karma palam. Because his intention is always to make person attached to karmas and karma palams. So he gets attracted to karma and karma palam by that knowledge. This is all done to gain superior lokas, all these punya lokas. So materialists with no jnanam will say that all rituals are redundant. Only if I know that I survive and travel after death, if that knowledge is there, then only it will add punyam to jiva and it will help gaining high, it help it to gain higher lokas. So knowledge is needed. I am different from the body. This physical body is gone. After death, the sukha shouldn't travel. So all that he knows. That he knows with that knowledge. And Purvamimamsa says, Deha avyarikta jnanam is Vaidika karma. In all of that, jnanam will not give any palam by itself. It will help Vaidika karmas and that alone will give palam. The karma alone will give palam. Since karmanga jnanam is nishpalam, that is karmanga jnanam means part, the karmangas, that jnanam is nishpalam. If at all, if any palam is given in the sutra, all palams are arthavada only. They are only glorification vakyas. They are figurative vakyas. They should not be taken seriously. This is in short the argument of the Purvamimamsaka. Now Vyasacharya, he gives the answer. And he says, Veda gives Atmajnanam that Atma is different from the body. But the truth is that there are two types of Atmajnanam. One type is predominantly Purvabhaga of Veda. And the second is the Deha Vyatirikta Atma is dealt with in the Vedanta Bhaga or the Jnana Kanda. So one Jnanam is given in the Purva Bhaga Karma Kanda portion and the another one is given in the Jnana Kanda portion. So Karma Kanda, those people, Karma Kandis have not understood this. They are thinking only that Jnanam, that's the final Jnana. They mix up and they get confused. That is Vyasacharya's contention. So the two Deha Vyatirikta Atmas, of which one of them is Parichidda Karta Atma, Parichinnakarta means the one who is separate, who is divided from the Atma, the body. And this alone is famously known as the traveling soul. We call it the traveling soul. The composition of this Atma is made up of what? Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram, Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness, and Chit is included, but it does not travel because Chit is all pervading. The original consciousness is all pervading, that is the Chaitanyam. Chit is all pervading, and Sarvagadatvadeva Sthanahum, it doesn't travel. But Parichinna Karta Atma is Sukshma Sharira and Karana Sharira and Chidabhasa, this bundle that leaves the body. It is generally translated as departed traveling soul. In English, they normally write it as departed, departing, traveling soul and all that at death. And it requires Shraddham, Tarpanam and all those things that requires. Then Vyasacharya says that there is another Dehavirikta Atma predominantly discussed in Jnana Kanda, which is ignored by Karma Kandis. In Veda, there is fertile and barren portion. Fertile portion is what? Karma Kanda. Because you do lot of karmas and you get lot of phalam, you achieve so many goals, so many nice things. So it is a very fertile portion. You do lot of karmas. But there is a dry portion called this Jnana Kanda. Nothing to do, only to own up. So unfortunately, this Jnana Kanda, that is referring to the Atma number 2, Atma Jnanam number 2, the Chit Amsha, excluding the Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram, excluding Chidabhasa, all these are ignored by the Purva Mimamsakas. So Chit is what? It is Akarta, Atma. Then Vyasacharya argues that first Atma is Karmangam as it is Akarta. Karta is one of the six karakas. So the Atma, this Atma, there is a Karta Atma, that is number one Atma, that is Angam, and Yajamana Samskara is useful for Vedic Karma, for all that. But the second Akarta Atma can never be Karmangam, because that Akarta is, that Atma is, that is the Atma Jnanam, that is Akarta. Atma Jnanam is what? Akarta Abhokta, never be Karmangam. So Akarta Atma is not Karmangam, and the second Atma Jnanam does not refine Karta. Second Atma Jnanam does not refine Karta, and on the other hand, it destroys the very Karta. Karta becomes Akarta, Bhokta becomes Abhokta at the instance of Atma Jnanam. So first Atma Jnanam, what it does? It is done by the Akarta Atma. And the second Atma Jnanam refers to, it refines the Karta to Akarta and destroys the very Karta. So first Atma Jnanam will refine a Karta and the second will destroy Karta. If you want to understand it in simple terms, first Atma Jnanam, which the Karma Kandi refers to, Purva Mimamsaka refers to, that refines the Karta, all right, but the second destroys the very Karta, and therefore we say second Atma Jnanam is not Karmangam at all, because it destroys the very Karta himself. That Atma Jnanam promises phalam, and that vakyam cannot be Karmangam. Your problem is what? Because you apply Pranamayi Adhikaranam. You must remember, we are coming from the Pranamayi Adhikaranam. In the Purva Mimamsa, we already mentioned. So you apply the Pranamayi Adhikaranam wrongly. And Vyasacharya says, study Vedanta, because every other mantra talks of a Parichinna Atma, Yahivatirikta Atma. For instance, in Katopanishad also, first chapter, second section, 18th mantra, na jayate mriyate va vipaschite, nayam kutaschinna babuva kaschite, ajo nityaha shashvatoyam puranaha, na hanyate hanyamane sharire. The same line, Lord Krishna borrowed in Bhagavad Gita also. This mantra talks about the Dehavyatirikta Akarta Atma. And in the next mantra also it is said that Atma is Akarta and Abhokta and Katopanishad itself. Hanta chen manyate hantum, hatas chen manyate hatam, ubautavuna vijanito nayam hanti na hanyate. So after knowing I am Akarta, how can I ever be interested in Vaidik Karmas? Once I know I am Akarta, Abhokta, how can I ever be interested in karma at all? This is the technical answer given by Vyasacharya in this sutra. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. First, let us see the running meaning. Adhika upadeshattu பாதராயணஸ்ய ஏவம் தத்தர்ஷனாத் அதிக உபதேசாத் து ஹியர் து மீன்ஸ் திஸ் இஸ் நாட் சோ வியாசாச்சாரியா ஹி இஸ் ரெஃப்யூட்டிங் ஜெய்மினி ஹியர் சோ அதிக உபதேசாத் பிகாஸ் எ சுப்பீரியர் செல்ஃப் இஸ் டாட் இன் வேதாந்த் சுப்பீரியர் உபதேசாத் மீன்ஸ் த டீச்சிங் இட் இஸ் டாட் அதிக உபதேசம் சுப்பீரியர் செல்ஃப் இஸ் டாட் இன் வேதாந்த பாதராயணஸ்ய த டீச்சிங் ஆஃப் வியாசாச்சாரியா தட் இஸ் கரெக்ட் வி ஹவ் டு சப்ளை இஸ் கரெக்ட் தத் தர்ஷனாத் Since superior self is clearly revealed in the Shruti, Shruti statement, that has to be accepted, that we supply. Tad-darshanat, it has to be accepted. This is the word meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Tu means, as I told, it's a Purvapakshi refutation. We are refuting, we are not agreeing with the Purvapakshi. Adhika Upadeshat. Adhika Upadesham means the superior Atma distinct from Atma of Karmakandi. Superior Atma is what? The Jnanakandi is Atma, Jagavidarikta Atma, the Atma that is different from the body. So, Atma of Karmakandi. So, Vedantins say, Jivatma in a different context, Jivatma is one with Paramatma, that is what Vedantins say. The difference between Karmakanda Jivatma and Jnanakanda Jivatma is what? One is Parichinna Karta Jivatma and the other is Aparichinna Akarta Jivatma. Eva means in this manner. That is based on the new information that there are two Atmas, two Jivatmas. And when I say Jivatma is Purushaha or Stri, I refer to as gender-centered Jivatma. When I say Jivatma is Purushaha or Stri or any of those, then I refer to gender-centered Jivatma. Karma is performed by Sharira, body. The moment I want to do ritual, where I come to? I come to body level. The moment I want to do karma, I come to body level. Similarly, when we talk about traveling after death, we take sukshma shariram, the chidabhasa has to be included, all the karana shariram, all that. And when I say you are nitya brahman, at that time we talk about atma, the chaitanya. Evam means thus. Such is the opinion. Atma jnanam gives liberation. This is what we should supply and understand. Therefore, Badarayanasya, the teaching of Vedavyasa is correct. And the second Atma taught in Veda is clearly found in the Upanishad. And the mantra kept in mind is what? Katopanishad mantra that we just read. Therefore, Jaimini is wrong in this context is the conclusion. So in Karmakanda Atma, Jnanam refers to Dega Parichinna Karmangam only it refers to. I can do Shraddham, Tarpanam, all that. If I feel other than the body, there is an ancestor soul which has traveled to higher lokas. Then I do all these Shraddhams and all. Whatever lokas he has gone to, it has to go to him in the appropriate form. So I do Tarpanam, I do Shraddham. Because I have faith in the Vedas. They are Ashravata Karma. They all prescribe all of them. And our argument is that Atma Vidya is not understood clearly by the Purva Mimamsaka. When Purva Paksha refers to Atma Vidya, it is Atma Vidya number one, obtaining in Karmakanda. And we talk of Atma Vidya number two, obtaining in Jnanakanda. Atma Vidya number one is what? Is the Kartra Atma, the doer Atma. And that Jnana, that Atma Vidya Jnana as the doer. And what we say Vedantins talk about is the Akartra Atma Jnanam. The jnanam that gives you the knowledge that you are akarta abhokta. And our conclusion is Atma jnanam number two is not karmangam. Atma jnanam number one may be karmangam, but Atma jnanam number two is not karmangam because karta himself is destroyed, as I mentioned. Now let us enter to the next sutra, sutra number 9. Tulyam tu darshanam. Tulyam tu darshanam. 9th sutra, 4th pada, 3rd chapter. 434th running Brahma Sutra. First, let us do the general analysis of this sutra. This answers the Purvapakshi argument given in Sutra 3. Second sutra was refuted in the previous sutra, and third sutra of the Purvapakshi is refuted here. The number sutra number 3 of this particular Tikaram is refuted here. Now, let's see what is said in Sutra 3. Purvapakshi there quoted a vakyam from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 3rd chapter, first section, first mantra, where it is said that Janaka, an Atmajnani, performed yagas. We saw that section. I read that mantra also. And we saw that Brihadaranyaka mantra, when we did the Achara Darshanath Sutra, we already saw that. In that context, I quoted that Brihadaranyaka mantra in the Sutra Achara Darshanath. Achara means what? Janakadi Jnaninam Acharaha. All those Acharyas, Jnanis also, they have Grahastha Ashramas and they performed Vaidika Karmas. Lot of those things they did. All those Acharas followed by those Jnanis. This Achara refers to all of them. So Atmajnanam was an angam of Vaidika Karma, was the contention at that time. This is the Purvapakshi's contention based on the Brihadaranyaka mantra, third chapter, first section, first mantra that we read. And the answer to that is given in this sutra by Vyasacharya. So if you quote one mantra all about the Grahastha Jnani, then what Vyasacharya says is, I will quote Sannyasi Jnani. You are talking about Grahastha Jnani, fine. But I can talk about Sannyasi Jnani, where Vaidika Karmas are not there at all. Both are Jnanis. One is Grahastha Ashrami Jnani, another is Sannyasi Ashrami Jnani. And if you take karma as a pradhanam, then Sannyasi doesn't have any karma at all. He's a Jnani. So in the case of Sannyasis, there is no Vaidika Karmas at all. So from that, it is clear that Jnanam is not karma angam. As in the case of Sannyasis, there is no karma angam at all. So since Vedic support is tulyam, tulyam means equal for you and me, you are also quoting Vedic support, I am also quoting Vedic support, so it is tulyam, support is equal, so both cannot win by the Vedic quotation. So you cannot also quote one and win, I cannot also, because both are equal. Now the question is, what is the Vedic quotation we give in support of our argument? And Shankaracharya says, that Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is full of sannyasa. Lot of those things are there. The example he gives is the Kahola Brahmanam, the first mantra. We have read this earlier also in some other context. Third chapter, fifth Brahmanam. Here is the first mantra, Kahola Brahmanam. After gaining Atmajnanam, the Upanishad says, these jnanis give up all karmas and live on bhiksha and lead a life of sannyasins. Atmanam viditva brahmanaha putraishanayascha vitteishanayascha lokeishanayascha vyuttaya atam bhikshacharyam charanti. Take it, stick to bhikshacharyam. And Veda says that they alone are the real brahmanas and they alone help one gaining liberation. Therefore, you cannot quote achara as in your support. That is the argument Vyasacharya gives to Jay Purvamimamsa. Now we'll go to the word analysis. Tulyam tu darshana is the sutra. Darshanam cha tu. His scriptural reference is indeed. Scriptural reference is indeed tulyam, a common support. Both are. It is tulyam to both. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Darshanam. Darshanam refers to Shruti Pramanam or Shruti Vakyam. You also quote a Shruti Vakyam. I also quote a Shruti Vakyam. Tulyam. Shruti Vakyam is equal to both. Shruti Vakyams are, there are many, but what you quoted and good, they are tulyam. For Purvapakshi, he quoted from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, third chapter, first section, first mantra. And Siddhanti quotes his own reference from various Upanishads. Etavadare kalu amrutatvam iti kotva yagyavalkyo vijahara. That is again Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, fourth chapter. And Yakshyamano Vai Bhagavantaha Hamasmi, again it's a Chandogya quotation from the fifth chapter. These are all various quotations Acharya gives. Therefore, this sutra refuted the third Purvapakshi sutra of the Satyakarma. Now, as I told you, Vyasacharya systematically refutes each one of the arguments given by Jaimini, Purvamimamsaka. So, second sutra was the first argument of Jaimini that was refuted. The next one is refuted here. Now, let us go to the next sutra. I think I can finish one more. Asarvatriki. Asarvatriki is the 10th sutra of 4th Pada, 3rd chapter, 435th running Brahma Sutra. So the refutation of the objection is continued here again. So this specially refutes sutra number 4. 2nd and 3rd are already refuted. Now the 4th sutra is being refuted here. First, what is the 4th sutra? Tashrutehe. That was the 4th sutra in this particular Pada itself. And that is the Purvamimamsa Sutra. And there is a Shruti Vakyam, he says, that Vidya goes along with karma. That is what he quoted. Purva Mimamsa quoted that Vidya Jnanam, Atma Jnanam goes along with karma. He quoted the first chapter, first section, 10th mantra of Chandogya. And that mantra, what it says, it's very clear that Vidya reinforces the efficacy of karma. Yadeva Vidyaya Karoti, Shraddayam, Upanishadam, Tadeva, Viryavattaram Bhavati. That's what it said. It is clear that Atma Jnanam is karma, is part of the karma. So Vidyaya Karoti, if a person does it with knowledge, Shraddaya Upanishadam, Tadeva, Viryavattaram Bhavati, it gives efficacious results. And Vyasacharya says that it uses the word Vidya and it has not said Atma Jnanam. It used the word Vidya, that is correct. But it doesn't say Atma Jnana. Vidya should be understood according to the context. That is what again Vyasacharya reinforces here. In Upanishad, Vidya is used in two different meanings. We have mentioned this earlier in some other contexts. One is Saguna Brahma Upasana is also called Vidya. And another is called Nirguna Brahma Jnana. So Saguna Brahma Upasana is also called Vidya. And Nirguna Brahma Jnana is also called Vidya. So even if there is a word Nirguna Brahma Upasana, let us understand hypothetically, let us say, I said Nirguna Brahma Jnana. So even if there is a word Nirguna Brahma Upasana, that should be taken as Nirguna Brahma Jnana only. The moment you use the word Nirguna Brahman, you use the word Jnana, not Upasana. The question is, even if it is said somewhere, we have to understand Upasana as Jnana. So the question is, which meaning one should take in the context while taking the meaning of the word Atma Jnana? That is the question. So in Chandogya, first chapter, first section, the 10th mantra that I just read, we come to know that it is in the context of Upasana alone and Nirguna Jnanam starts only after chapter 6. This I have mentioned very clearly. First 5 chapters of Chandogya talk about only Upasanas. Chapter 6 onwards, Tattvamasi, from that chapter onwards only we are getting about Jnanam. So if you go to the first chapter, Chandogya talks about Udgita Upasana. And therefore, this mantra refers to Saguna Upasana only. And not at all, not all Saguna Upasana, but it refers to the Saguna Udgita Upasana. All these distinctions we made already clearly. So it talks about not Stenis Upasana, Saguna Udgita Upasana. And one cannot take that mantra out of context and quote that mantra wrongly. That is Vyasacharya's contention. So the word Vidya does not refer to all forms of Vidya. It refers to Saguna Udya Upasana, that Vidya alone. So now let us see the word analysis of this small sutra also before I conclude. Asarvatriki. So Asarvatriki means the Chandogya statement quoted by the Purupakshi, Purumimamsa here, is not applicable to all Vidyas. Now let us see the significance of the words. Asarvatriki, so Sarvatriki means applicable to all, and Asarvatriki means not applicable to all, in all cases. And all cases means what? All types of Vidyas. We have to understand this context. All cases means all types of Vidyas, which means Saguna Upasana and Nirguna Jnana. You should not uniformly extend that, and you should take it as applicable according to context. So here in this case, Saguna Vidya only. And you should note that the context there is Udgita Upasana. When the first chapter, first section, first month, 10th mantra, where we talked about in Chandogya, that it talks about only Udgita Upasana, Saguna Upasana only. You should not bring Nirguna Jnanam in that context. It is Saguna Upasana, Udgita Upasana. Don't bring Nirguna Jnanam there. And all this is because the Upanishad has used the word Vidya loosely. Of course, in all the cases, Sagunam and Nirgunam, and we have to understand the meaning according to the context. So that is the contention here. So one should not confuse between Saguna Upasana and Nirguna Jnana. This is the contention of Vyasacharya to clarify Purva Mimamsa's contention from the third sutra of this particular pada. With this, the fourth sutra is also over. Now let us go to the next sutra, sutra number 11, in the next class. यो वेदादौ स्वरप्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यपरस्समहेश्वरः पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः। ஸ்ரீகுருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி.